Test 3. Listening, Part 3. You will hear a conversation on a local radio station between a presenter and Angela Staveley, the director of an arts festival in the town of Marston. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at Part 3. You will need to play the recording twice.
Marston Town Council is planning a major arts festival for later this year, and today we're going to have a look behind the scenes and learn something about how such a big event is organised. In the studio with me is Angela Staveley, the festival director. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you.
Now, lots of towns hold festivals of one sort or another, sometimes to raise funds for local charities, but I believe this is the first one in Marston. This year marks 300 years since the town is thought to have been founded. Is that the reason for the festival?
Actually, that connection was only made after the council had reached a decision. But there's a certain amount of prestige attached to holding an arts festival, at least if it's successful.
Yes, a lot of towns and cities are known for theirs.
And attract loads of visitors. Marston is aiming to be in the same league.
And when a festival works really well, it brings people together in a way that doesn't happen every day.
Exactly. If we achieve that, it would be a bonus, the icing on the cake.
You were appointed festival director. You've been involved in festivals before, haven't you?
Yes, though in a more junior role. Not that I'm an arts expert by any means. But through that work, I got to know several of the artists and performers who are going to appear here in Marston.
I understand your last full-time job was with a transport company where you were in charge of several big projects.
That's right. They gave me a good reference and that helped me to get the job with the council.
I'm sure it hasn't all been plain sailing. What's the biggest challenge you've faced?
Organising a festival like this means getting all sorts of people involved. To do everything from publicity to cleaning the venues. And some of it's highly specialised, like sound and lighting. Paying everyone for their work would be prohibitively expensive, so the festival largely depends on volunteers. I've been amazed by how many we have, far more than we need, to be honest. So I've spent a long time making sure there's something for everyone to do. Not a problem I'd had before.
Can I ask how having such a responsible job affects you personally? It must be time-consuming and probably very stressful at times.
All the time, to be honest. And occasionally I find myself on the point of wanting to resign when something really frustrating happens.
But you haven't given up so far.
Not yet. It helps that by temperament I've always been able to look for solutions rather than blaming other people when things go wrong. One thing I've noticed, though, is that this job is part of a pattern in my life where I'm frantically busy while the particular activity is underway, then collapse in a heap when it's finished. I need to do something about that, though probably not just yet.
Now, what about the programme of events? You were largely responsible for that, I presume.
Not entirely. I came up with the big picture, the underlying principle that I wanted the festival to reflect.
Which was?
Well, if you think about many arts festivals, their objective is to have a wide range of activities, so there's something for everyone. Now, that's very good, of course.
But not terribly original.
Exactly. I wanted something a little different, to give people a reason for attending an event, even if they weren't particularly interested in that particular art form. So many of the events, such as an exhibition of photos of residents, highlight a particular facet of Marston. Another example is a performance of old songs about working in a factory to reflect our industrial past.
I like it.
Thanks. I'm hoping it'll inspire local clubs to follow up some of the events when the festival has finished.
Will you direct more arts festivals?
Quite possibly. As an amateur painter and singer myself, it's certainly the field I'm most interested in, though not as a performer. But I'd make sure I'm involved from the outset. In this case, the town council had drawn up outline plans before I was appointed, and that hasn't always proved helpful. Luckily, my assistant was put in place before I was, so he's been able to fill me in on what happened before I came along.
Angela, many thanks.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.